day, and welcome to the Q2 FY 2024 earnings conference call of DCW Limited, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Thakkar from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Amit Thakkar from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of DCW Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in company's earnings call for the second quarter and the first half of FY24. Before we begin, let me make a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Satvik Jain, President, Mr. Amitabh Gupta, CEO, Mr. Sudarshan Ganpati, COO, and Mr. Pradipta Mukherjee, CFO. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Satvik Jain to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Amit. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our earnings call to discuss the second quarter and the first half performance of FY24. Let me start by briefing you on the operational performance, along with some industry dynamics, and then I'll hand it over to our CFO, Pradipto, who will brief you on the financial highlights. The pain in the chemical sector continues into Q2. The excess imports from China are putting a significant pressure on domestic realizations, though our domestic and local demand remains resilient. Our Q2 financials were impacted significantly, primarily driven by price erosion across the commodity product segments. There was also a reduction in sales volumes, especially in our exports, due to sluggishness in demand. This has resulted in contraction of both our revenues and our margins. That's 5.5% quarter-on-quarter on revenues and 16% on our margins. Let me now brief you on the performance of our product segments. Starting with PVC, the segment that contributes a major share to our revenues. PVC has witnessed a positive EBITDA in the quarter, being the first quarter of positive performance since the start of FY23. Lower cost of feedstock was a major contributing factor to this, along with a slight improvement in realizations. The domestic PVC industry is severely hit by significant quantities of cheap imports coming from China, which has again led to a price correction in October. Under the current scenario, we feel that Q3 will remain under pressure for this product. However, on the positive, the demand remains robust with the underlying industries like infrastructure and real estate, which are growing and doing well with a push from the government. Coming to soda ash, unfortunately, our production continues to be low on account of mechanical breakdown of the CO2 gas compressor and is presently being operated at around 75% capacity. We were expecting to get back to full capacity by October after the repair. However, that arrangement was unsuccessful. Efforts are on to resolve this, but the replacement parts have long lead times, and we expect to remain at this level of production for the rest of the year. Soda ash prices are also under pressure, again due to huge volume of imports, but here primarily from Russia, Iran, and China. The overall domestic industry is also operating at under capacity due to this. On caustic soda, our plant continues to operate at around 80% of its capacity. realizations continue to be under pressure due to overcapacity in the domestic industry and overall slowness in global demand. The lower sales in synthetic rutile continues into Q2 as expected. Weak demand in China is leading to inventory destocking by our customers and is also putting pressure on pricing. On the positive side, the TiO2 and titanium metal demand remains strong, and we expect the situation to improve from this quarter onwards. We have continued our production at near capacity, and that has resulted in a build-up of finished goods. Coming to our two specialty chemicals, our other two specialty chemical products, that is CPVC and SIOP. These two remain strong and consistent contributors to our bottom line, delivering north of 35% EBITDA margins. SIOP sales volumes are increasing quarter on quarter as we continue to penetrate the user industry globally. Now coming to our CapEx, we are happy to state that the project of doubling our CPVC capacity has been commissioned as planned and within the estimated cost. The capacity is expected to ramp up in this quarter. As far as SIOP goes, the project should be completed by end of this quarter. Production will ramp up in Q4 with commercial volumes following with a lag effect. We would also like to share that we have signed a 20-year power purchase agreement with CleanTech Solar to set up a 44-megawatt solar plant under a group captive structure in the state of Tamil Nadu. This will not only give us some savings to our cost of power, but also pushes 25% of our Sahupuram plant's power consumption to a renewable and green source. We expect that this plant should be commissioned and giving us power towards the end of Q1 next year. To touch on our contingent liabilities, in Q2, we have received a favorable judgment on a long pending matter with the customs on the classification of synthetic rutile. This was resulting in a huge liability on account of export duty. The judgment has resulted in a reduction of our contingent liabilities by rupees 58 crores and has also confirmed that we are not liable to pay any export duty going forward. We have mentioned in our earlier calls that we had anticipated a weak H1 and expect H2 to be better as the market situation and export demand improves in the coming quarters. With that, I now request our CFO, Mr. Pradeepto Mukherjee, to brief you on our financial performance. Over to you, Pradeepto.
Thank you, Sarthik. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 FY24 earnings call for DC Water Limited. The revenue for the quarter stood at 414 crores as against 438 crores for the previous quarter, which is down by 24 crores and 5.5% from the previous quarter. The drop in revenue quarter on quarter is primarily due to caustic division, wherein the sales volume for synthetic rutile was down by almost to 1,400 metric tons from 5,000 metric tons, or 72% down therein. This is predominantly down due to sluggishness in our export demand. On a year-on-year basis, the revenue of 414 crores was down from 698 crores in quarter two of last year. That's around 284 crores down and down by 40%. Herein, the bigger impact has come from caustic division, a decline by 177 crores, PVC division declined by 60 crores, and soda ash division by 30-odd crores. In caustic division, as mentioned earlier, the synthetic rutile sales were impacted both by volumes and prices. While the SR volumes were down by 83%, down to 1450 metric tons from 8,700 metric tons a year back, the prices have also corrected by 37%. Further, the year-on-year realizations of caustic soda lye was also down steeply by 28%. So far as PVC is concerned, the revenues were affected both by decline of price by 12% and volumes also by 12%. The decline in soda ash for the quarter over the last year was both on account of lower volumes by 15%. This, while there was softness in the uptake of in the front end, the company was also operating at 80% capacity utilization because of the breakdown in. And the realizations were also depressed, and this was down by 23% year on year. Now coming to the EBITDA for the quarter stood at 46 crores, which is down by 16% quarter on quarter. While the PVC division posted a positive EBITDA for the quarter, the EBITDA got impaired by caustic division majorly because of SR volumes, as earlier mentioned, and also a price erosion quarter on quarter in soda ash by 17%. Further, the maintenance cost of the soda ash facility also stayed elevated over the last quarter because of the suggested maintenance work which was done to up the capacity, which unfortunately did not work. The EBITDA for the quarter over last year was down by 58%. The reason predominantly on a year-on-year decline was caustic division again. The NR for synthetic rutile and caustic lye witnessed a significant correction in prices for, by 37% and 28% respectively. The lower exports of SR over the last year was also to the tune of 85%. Soda ash volumes and prices were also down by 15% and 21% respectively due to heavy imports from China and other neighboring countries. Coming to the depreciation more or less remained at a level of 22 crores both in this quarter, previous quarter and quarter of last year, pending any significant capitalizations. However, this is going to increase as we commission and capitalize our CPVC plant in quarter three. Finance cost for the quarter stood at 18.5 crores compared to 17 crores in quarter one. That was predominantly because of the short-term working capital facility which was availed during this week quarter, and also with the processing fees of the lead bankers being accounted. However, over the last year, Q2 has been significantly down in interest cost. The Q2 of last year, the interest cost was around 62 crores. The refinancing effect of KSSF loan is flowing as benefits during this year. With this, the company ends the H1 at 852 crores on a revenue, the revenue of 852 crores and EBITDA of 101 crores, the margin being 12%. As against last full fiscal's margin of 16.9%. On the balance sheet front, as on 30th of September, the term lending repayment has happened as scheduled, reducing the borrowings on account of term lending by 62 crores. However, we have at the end of the quarter had an outstanding of 39.5 crores of bridge working capital loan to support the weak quarter. Cash and cash equivalent were maintained at an elevated level of 163 crores. The current ratio stands at a comfortable 1.2. However, that has dipped from the year-end current ratio of 1.38. Coming to other noteworthy points, which already has been mentioned by Mr. Satvik Jain, despite the price corrections in the specialty, which was witnessed both in CPVC and SIOP, the margins in both these products remained elevated and north of 35%. The profits from the specialty category at H1 level reported 56 crores out of the 101 crores, which is 61% of our EBITDA. Last year at H1 level, our specialty profits were more or less the same at 58.5 crores. Contingent liability, as also earlier mentioned, for the company has been reduced by 58 crores on account of our fee being upheld by CSTAT on classification of synthetic rutile, resulting in non-attraction of export duty. Commissioning of CPVC facility has happened on 31st of October, and we expect gradual boost in revenue and EBITDA from Q3 onwards. And with this, solar, obviously, as also mentioned, we've got into the power purchase agreement for solar. the benefits of this accrues from Q2 of next year. However, we are going ahead and making these investments in quarter three now. With this, we could keep the floor open for the Q&A. Thank you.
Should we open up for questions?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, in the previous con call, you mentioned that in FY24, we will more focus on EBITDA rather than growing top line. And you said that we are confident of achieving 300 CR plus EBITDA in FY24. So, I mean, looking at the numbers in H1, are we still confident of achieving 300 crores plus EBITDA? Or, I mean, how does the situation look like currently?
Yeah, so, good afternoon. So, we've done an EBITDA of 101 crores at H1 level. However, we obviously did not anticipate the steep correction of soda ash and caustic prices, which has happened. However, having said that, I think we still have the advantage of additional volumes kicking up for CPVC. And as even mentioned earlier, that the margins for the specialty remaining elevated. And our second half also sees an incremental SIOP volumes to come in. These two being positives over and above what we've done in H1, in H2. And also that our SR volumes were lower in H1. And there are early green shoots in terms of orders coming to us in SR. So all these put together, and with the caveat that the prices remains the way it is now, we think the number should be somewhere between 230 crores, 250 crores. This is our estimate of as of now.
All right, sir. So, I mean, that is some downgrade from the previous guidance. So, I mean, looking at this condition, I mean, 101 CR in H1 and around 130 to 150 CR in H2. So, have the spreads bottomed out currently, or do you still expect, I mean, or probably can there be further downside to this? Like, you didn't anticipate this in Q1. So, I mean, can there be further downside to this, or do you think that the spreads have now bottomed out?
So there has been something which has happened in the first two quarters of this year, which normally we do not witness over our experience in the previous years or previous quarters. See, historically what happens is your PVC prices and caustic prices some way are inversely correlated. The last two quarters we see that both the PVC prices and the caustic prices have been depressed. Obviously, there has been a lot of geopolitical factors which has been playing around, but we don't think that this situation will last for long. When we had given you the numbers, as we told right now, these are on the present state of pricing. We are hopeful that the number from 230 to anything top of that would obviously have a significant role to play in terms of our PVC pricing. As of the management of the organization, we feel that we are likely to expect increase in prices in PVC first from, whenever it happens, we estimate it should be coming somewhere in quarter four, than having increase in prices for the caustic in the near future. So given these facts and given the export green shoots, we seek for early signs of export green shoots and the additional volumes of CPVC to come in, we think the number should be, we will be able to hold a number above 250 crores on the downside. And I think it should go and stretch up to 250. Anything above that would be obviously dependent on the prices. If the prices go up, we will take those profits in those hands.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for answering the question. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Parth Vassani, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Parth, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations for the commissioning of the CPVC. Would like to know in terms of how the new capacity, how much time it will take to ramp up the capacity, and what would be the optimum capacity utilization?
Are you talking, beg your pardon, are you talking of CPVC?
Yes.
So I think the plant is commissioned. We would be gradually upping the production capacity from the new facility I'm talking from 50% to 75-80% in quarter three. And we expect full production and sale from quarter four onwards.
Okay, so quarter four onwards. Okay. And in this, what would be the capex that we would have spent for this additional 10,000 capacity? 10,000 is the capacity, right?
See, basically, we have not guided for a number which is disjoint for CPVC capex and SIOP capex, because there are certain common utilities also on what we have spent. We have told the number to be 125 crores as we earlier guided. I think with both the capex getting commissioned, the number you will see the spent on capex not more than that. It should be within 125 crores. Our CPVC, our CWIP as on 30th of September stands at 110-11 crores. I think we are good to account for and book certain expenses of the capex by another 15 crores max. So we would be within the number what we guided in terms of cost.
Okay, and I saw in your presentation the quantity in terms of the volume of the CPVC that we have sold has increased compared to Q1 and YOY, whereas the value has dropped. So is there a drop in the realization, drastic drop in the realizations of CPVC resin, or it's the mixture of the compound, or how is it? I mean, the value drop is because of what?
So the composition of compound and resin would have more or less been maintained. There has been a price erosion of CPVC as well. We last year, quarter two, was selling CPVC at around 1,60,000 rupees per ton. It's come down to now 150 odd rupees. There has been a correction in the prices of CPVC as well. And despite we doing higher volumes, our prices, price impact has impacted the total revenue.
Right. So the 160 was in the Q2 FY23.
Yeah, I'm talking of Q2 FY22 versus Q2 FY23. So the prices, as last year was around 2,05,000 baht. And now we are getting around 1,50,000, 1,52,000 odd, blended for compound and, resin.
Okay, got it. But whereas the margins have improved, so the PVC cost would have gone down. Is it the case?
Yeah, CPVC costs have gone down for the quarter, and the margins have been north of 40% for the quarter. But that's been an aberration. On a steady state basis, expect a 30-35% margin on the product of the increased volume.
Right. Okay. And generally, what would be the price difference between the resin and the compound?
Just a second. Let me ask our CEO. It will be anywhere between 40,000 to 60,000 rupees, depending on the compounding chemicals cost.
Okay. Okay, got it. And okay, and in, how do you see the caustic soda market down the line? I mean, considering the situation, we expect the volume uptick or the realizations to move up, or it's going to be in the current range what it is right now?
Caustic soda, like what was mentioned by Pradipto, there is a over capacity and the prices are under pressure. Having said that, the current ECU are not sustainable on a long-term basis. So either there will be a supply side compression because globally at the current ECU levels, it is not viable for anyone to continuously produce caustic soda. So we expect these prices to improve gradually in the coming quarters.
Okay, okay. And one last question regarding the tie-up that you have done for the solar energy. So this is pure solar or it's a hybrid wind and solar?
Solar.
It's a solar. And what could be the general cost that we would be saving on compared to the grid or we would be generating from our captive power plant? A rough idea would be helpful.
Yeah, so compared to what we are, compared to our grid power, we expect around 3.5 rupees sort of benefit per unit compared to the grid power cost.
Okay, so that will be substantial. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar and my respect for all of you in very challenging times. Yourself and your entire team has performed very well. Sir, I would like to understand if at all, you know, the now here onwards, the price trend of CPVC and PVC. So PVC has already contributed. So we expect it to continue for next 6 months also.
PVC prices have seen some corrections in the month of October because there has been a spurt of imports coming from China, which has put an impact on the price. And as we talk now, prices have more or less stabilized, but there will be an inventory impact which will have an impact for it. I would say at least a month or so. But we are confident that prices have bottomed out and from here on the prices will only improve gradually. And quarter four, we feel PVC will be back in profit zone.
Okay. And at
PVC prices are also likely to improve because there has been improvement in the demand and we are seeing early green shoots of demand improvement and we expect this will have an impact on the price.
Sir, actually the price of CPVC will be always based on import because India doesn't manufacture much except yourself.
Right.
No, no major producer is there in India.
Right.
So the landed cost of import...
There has been some malpractices in the CPVC prices coming from China, which we are trying to address. So hopefully, once that is resolved, prices are expected to gradually roll back.
Last time I understood from you, sir, that almost 2 lakh ton demand is there and we are only manufacturing 20,000 tons. And some others are coming up with this product afresh. I think these make money people are trying to come up in that field.
No, no, they have already commissioned their plant. I believe they have a capacity of close to 30,000 tons. So...
Okay.
Today, out of the 2 lakh tons, 50,000 tons is already being made in the country. So that is a big plus and we expect demand from non-plumbing sectors also to gradually grow.
Okay. That means there are certain other uses except the CPVC pipes which are manufactured.
Yeah, yeah. There are CPVC is also gradually getting used in industrial applications where FRP pipes are used. And CPVC pipes are also getting approved for use as a fire sprinkler in all the high-rise buildings. So all this will be an additional demand driver in the coming years.
Okay. And regarding, sir, our SIOP business as well as some rutile, synthetic rutile products, So, and are they integrated? Means out of do we manufacture SIOP from rutile only, or we sell rutile directly and SIOP products are different from it?
Both are not integrated. Both are totally different plants.
Okay.
Only in our case, ours is the only plant in the world which uses the chloride process. In the chloride process, we use the leach liquor which is coming from the SR plant.
Okay.
And because that is rich in iron, so as a process, our process is more environmental friendly because our carbon footprint on the per ton product is much, much lower than all the global players.
Okay.
So it is not integrated, both are independent. So we use the raw material, leach liquor coming from the SR plant as a raw material.
Okay. Okay.
In that aspect, they are connected, but you can even produce SIOP without the leach liquor. You can use the pure acid and then make SIOP.
Okay. So, sir, one thing you mentioned last was that one color is being sent as sample, and once it is approved, it will fetch us very good value. So some development is there. I think it was yellow color something.
Yes, yes, yes. There are a lot of developments. I think you will hear from our CEO.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You see, there are basically two colors which we make is yellow and red. And red has got at least 10 variants. Yellow has got at least 5 variants. And each and every consumer uses a different variant for their process. So our product has been widely accepted by the buyers in USA, where we export almost 800 to 900 tons every month, and that market is growing for us. New customers are coming in our fold, and side by side, the paint companies in India like Asian Paints, Berger, Goodless Nerolac, Indigo, everybody has approved our product and then we are supplying. So this market for DCW is growing at a very fast pace.
Yeah,
and let me just finish. And the starting process is we have to submit our samples to the buyers, and either they change a little in their manufacturing process or we adjust and make the product in line with what they require. And this process takes a little time. When I say little time means sometimes it may extend to 3 to 4 months, but slowly and slowly our product is getting established with all our customers, with all the major buyers in the country.
So can I speak now? Very, very happy to note this development. But sir, are we the only producer in India of these products, or
No. There are other manufacturers, but they are much smaller as compared to us.
Okay. So in organized sector, no major player is there. And secondly,
it is not right for me to call them unrecognized or unorganized anything. They are
okay.
Very good in their own right. But we are very, very biggest compared to any of them. That's all I will say.
Appreciate, sir. And one more thing, sir. Alternative product of our product is also available. Whereas, you know, if they don't want to use our product, then they have some other product to be used instead of our product.
No. The product has to be iron oxide. Simple.
Okay.
But then it is a basically color. So anybody and all of our, I will take a few names, the Vishya Pigments, Vega, they are all making red and yellow pigments, and it can be replaced. There is absolutely no problem that people are using my color, they have to use only my color, or they are using their color and then they cannot use my color, nothing of that sort. Let me tell you, the demand in the country is still, there is a big scope because a lot of imports come as the current production is not in line with the total demand in the country.
Okay, sir. Okay. So, sir, what is the total demand and how much we produce, sir? Can you kindly tell me? for?
Yeah, yeah. I will tell you the total demand in the country is about 50 to 60,000 tons. Okay. We produce around 20,000 tons right now, which will grow up to about 30,000 tons shortly. And at least 50 to 60% of the product will always be exported by us.
Okay. Okay, got it. Really happy to learn this. Thank you very much for, you are all very kind to reply me. Thank you.
No, it is our pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. The next question is in the line of Mano Kapasi from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and happy Diwali to the entire team of DCW. I have a few questions. So firstly, can you quantify the imports coming in from China this quarter or maybe H1 of FY24?
Sir, if you can reiterate, in which product are you...
PVC.
Oh, so PVC... So just hold on, let me give it...
Can you repeat the question, please?
It's a quantity of imports from China for PVC.
Hello?
Yeah, can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, can you quantify the imports coming in from China for PVC for Q2 or maybe H1 of FY24?
PVC imports from China has been on an average about 100,000 tons coming every month. Months 120, 130, 140, some months 60, 70. So if you take on a year as a whole, we would have seen close to 1.2 million tons of imports coming from China.
And any comparable number for the previous year?
Previous years were not more than 300,000-400,000 tons.
Okay, correct. So my reason for asking is that the Chinese real estate industry is going through the slump right now and they are the major consumers of PVC pipes.
Oh no, but the thing is this sort of a situation will not continue for long because PVC industry is a capital intensive industry and definitely there will be some remedial measures which will be taken by the government.
Okay. Second question was on the caustic soda thing. So your production as well as utilization has come down, you know, significantly. Is it majorly because of the drop in your output prices or you have held back purposely because of the drop in price or is there any other reason?
No. Come again?
We
got your question. So typically for the caustic soda line, we have been, deliberately operating at a capacity of around 80%. That is predominantly because ECU, as we were talking, is hovering around 27,000 rupees. And we do not find the merit of going full blast on, full blast in terms of production.
So maybe in the next few quarters, maybe by Q4 or Q1, we may see the utilization going up and then once realization stabilizes, we may see some, numbers flowing into our books, right?
So as I told earlier, our understanding is that the PVC prices will first go up and thereafter the caustic soda lye prices would go up, up to a certain level and then get stabilized.
Okay, understood. And can you help me with the current PVC VCM spreads in the month of October or first few weeks of November?
The current spread is around $250 to $260 if you add in the duty and other aspects.
Correct.
And so on a steady state, if I compare the current VCM and PVC price, we are having contribution.
Okay, correct.
When there is a price drop on the PVC, there is always a lag effect on the price drop happening on the feedstock. So, in the quarters where there has been a price correction, we bleed more because we will have at least 45 days of inventory, which is valued at a higher rate.
Correct. So, then the spreads which have increased, now you may see the effect coming in the next few quarters.
Yes, that's why we feel that quarter four onwards things should improve because prices have bottomed out and now prices are appearing to stabilize in the first phase and gradually it will improve because the prices of 770, 780, what is the current price, are not a very attractive level for anyone to continue to produce.
Correct. And can you give EBITDA per kg numbers for soda ash, PVC and caustic soda?
Realization?
EBITDA per kg.
EBITDA per kg.
We don't see it that way. So since your PVC and your caustic is integrated plant,
okay.
And we have many products at the product level, we don't see it at the EBITDA level. Obviously, we see it at a contribution level, which is the material margin, and accordingly take our calls in terms of our production.
Contribution per kg, if you can help me with that.
Offhand, we would not have it. So, if you can drop your request, we will get back to you on this.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. All the best and happy Diwali to you.
Thank you. Thank you and happy Diwali to you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar team, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, as you were alluding to the fact of the unabated imports in all the commodities, if you could share the same number for soda ash and also for caustic and also the regions from where these products are being imported in the country.
Sir, PVC is virtually coming from many countries, but predominantly the disturbance is happening because of more than normal imports coming from China.
Right, sir. And for soda ash and caustic?
Of course, in various forums also we have highlighted that they are dumping their surplus production into the country at the cost of our margins and our cost. So that we are trying to see how best we can address it. Going forward, caustic soda, the pain is more on the overcapacity of the domestic producers, and there is also a dip in the global demand because India is also a significantly good exporter of caustic soda. So there has been a dip in the caustic soda demand globally, which has led to having a if the domestic demand is limited and everybody is trying to, produce the plant at full capacity and trying to sell, that has an impact on the price. So, domestic demand is fairly consistent and strong, but the incremental quantities are always exported. As you know, caustic soda is a product which is 50% water. So, there are also limitations of geographical range to which you can sell your product. So export is a ideal option because if the location is close to the port, like where we are located, we would like to do a bulk sale via sea because that will save on the freight. But having said that, there has been a demand constraint globally because of various factors. So we feel that this will continue at least for this year, and gradually maybe from end of quarter four, things should improve. Soda ash imports are mainly coming from China, Russia and a few other countries. I believe the demand is slowly improving and I think things should stabilize.
Sir, any volume number you can share for the import?
I don't have it offhand. You can drop a mail. We will share you the volume numbers.
Okay, sir, and there are also talk for some in soda ash, some green soda ash manufacturing for any pilot testing done by you, or are we emphasizing anything?
We have no plans of putting any green soda ash at this juncture because we have to study what is green in that green soda ash.
Yes.
We are studying now.
When we are contemplating something or?
No.
So, and sir, when we look at your employee cost on a Q-on-Q basis, there is a dip from 42 crore to 37. So, can you explain the reason? And also, for the other expenses, the line item has gone up from 43 crore to 61 crore.
Yes. So, so the employment cost has typically come down because we have our managerial commissions, which is variable to the profit. So as the profits have come down, the employment cost overall has come down. So far as other expenses are concerned, that has gone up by 17-18 crores, typically because of
maintenance cost, as I earlier cited in our soda ash facility and caustic facility. And also we had a lot of, there were two shipments of Nalco, which includes trade and forwarding, as we were saying, which was not there in the quarter, previous quarter. So if the mix of our sales typically changes into export, those are FOB-based export, you don't see those trade and forwarding expenses hitting in the expense side. However, our sales have more to been to domestic and through shipping lines to Nalco, and those freight and forwarding costs have impacted us by additionally 7 crores on a quarter-to-quarter basis.
So 7 crore is on account of the shipping cost, and the balance is towards the maintenance?
7-8 crores has been the total repairs and maintenance increase from quarter-on-quarter, of which 4.5 to 5 crores have come from the soda ash facility balance. We had a bit of a trip off in the caustic facility also, which we mentioned for 4-5 days. There was a certain maintenance which got hiked up compared to quarter one. But having said that, our expenditure at Q2 level at 60 crores is 10 crore lower than the expenditure last year.
But those are not comparable numbers, I think. So maybe
expenses are comparable numbers. So I'm just saying that last year, quarter two, our expenditure in other expenses were 70 crores. In quarter two this year, the expenditure on other expenses are 60 crores. There has been a cost awareness and consciousness across in which we are operating in this environment. That's what I want to say. And but if you put the H1 level also, our other expenses are down from 140 crores to 103 crores at H1 level.
Sir, but if we remove the last point, is if we net off the one-off items, these one-off items are not going to be appearing for Q3.
We expect that one-off items. Yeah.
But can you explain for the sale to Nalco, if we are continuing with our sale to Nalco,
if my shipments to Nalco continues, then the freight and forwarding. See what happens if we export. The realizations what we get is on a FOB basis. My realization per ton comes down, and the expenses are not coming as an expense line item. On the contrary, if we sell to Nalco on a parity basis, my realization per ton will go up, but the expense will be shown in the expense line for freight and forwarding, because that's a CIF.
Okay. And last point on the chlorine part, sir, if you could give some color on how the chlorine market is currently the negative, if you have the western region and also the southern region where you people operate. And
yes,
sir, what's your thought on the same?
Chlorine market continues to be in the negative range. But fortunately for us, we have almost 65% captive, which will now gradually go up once we consume the chlorine for our new CPVC plant fully. So that will further reduce our dependence on selling the product in the open market. But having said that, chlorine prices continue to be in a negative range because of limited outlets. And again, chlorine being a hazardous chemical cannot be transported beyond approved radius. So I think unless there is an improvement in the chlorine demand, chlorine prices will continue to be under pressure.
So negative, can you give a number, sir, in the western market?
It is not significant. I think currently we are at, on a slightly positive NR, maybe 500 rupees, 600 rupees, but same may not be the case with others, because we don't have a significant volume to sell. So maybe we can choose which order not to take.
Yes, right. And with this expanded capacity of CPVC, what would be our captive consumption goes up from?
Our captive consumption will go to close to 72%. But we will have some HCl to sell, because
not the entire chlorine gets consumed in the CPVC. It will give back some HCl, which we may have to sell. So the problem will be there. There may not be a problem of transportation because HCl we can transport to a larger radius, but naturally the prices will be suppressed.
Right, and one small point on the bookkeeping work is CWIP is for September is 111 crore. So if you could give the closing balance post the capitalization, I think so we have done the capitalization in the month of October. So what would be the capex for H2 and what should be the closing balance as on 31st March?
Typically our CWIP balance at any point in time would not be more than 10-12 crores. It has gone up to 111 crores is because of the capex which is going on in full swing for CPVC and SIOP. By the year end, it should come down to a range of around 10-12 crores depending on the work in progress for the maintenance capex we undertake.
It will be closing by 10 crores?
Yeah, should not be more than that. 10-12 crores should not be more than that.
Okay, and on the contingent liability, sir, you mentioned that it was 58 crore has been negated now with the order. So what's the closing balance post?
So we reported a contingent liability of 278 crores, which at the end of last fiscal, it's come down to 220 crores. No further addition into contingent liability. It has only favorably reduced for this this case.
Okay, and this breakup, can you provide the 220 is for how many cases or pertaining to which?
Have it in our financial statements.
Okay, we'll go through.
Annual financial statements are maybe jumbled up, but you will have a reasonable breakup. So any further detail if you want, you can please write to us, we will get back to you.
Yes, in the notes, I'll go through the notes. Thank you once again, sir, and all the best to the team and Shubh Deepavali, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in our earnings call. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions or would like to know anything more about our company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem. Thank you everyone and happy Diwali.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of VCW Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.